Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, with a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A women?
A women!
I want to welcome you to the little love church of the Bonobo Way here in the new village of Bonoboville
in an undisclosed location in Southern California.
And, happy Gay Pride Month, brothers and sisters. Brothers and brothers and sisters and everybody, everybody, celebrate Gay Pride. Hey, bonobos are gay. You know, and that's okay. Hey, bonobos are, you could say, bisexual. Actually, the more appropriate word would be pansexual, because they are, after all, called panpeniscus in the Latin terminology. And, they have sex with all kinds of friends and strangers, male, female, 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 male, male, everything. So, bonobos really should be the mascots of Gay Pride. I've been saying that for years. I don't know if anybody listens to me, but hey, gay bonobos, go bonobos. So it's also Abraham's birthday. Woohoo! And Marilyn Monroe's birthday. That's right. It's amazing. Abe and I are both Geminis, and I'm not going to tell you when my birthday is this year. I'm going to skip my birthday, I decided. But we're both Geminis, and he was born on Marilyn Monroe's birthday, and Marilyn is my middle name. Whoa, and I just got hit on the head by a rainbow. Well, it could be worse, right? I could have been drugged by the Kennedys. Okay. So, not going to get into that right now. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Technical Director. That's Abe. We're going to sing it again. Don't worry. We're going to have a cake. We're going to have champagne. But in the meantime, tonight I am actually going to be doing a dress rehearsal, which means I have to pull my skirt down over my garters. And yes, I am wearing panties that are gay pride panties, see? And I'm not going to show those when I do my asect talk. I'm going to do an asect talk, and I'm going to practice it here on you guys. That's right. But in the meantime, we are, broadcasting on drsusanblock.tv and on Facebook Live. And so you can comment, and our lovely editorial assistant, Shannon Sweet, in the red color, which is part of the gay pride flag. Yep, and Red is, I don't know all the individual meanings, but maybe next week you can test me. So in the meantime, you can make comments, but we would prefer if you call. You know, I'm not going to take calls actually during my little practice, but if you call, we will do this before and after, maybe take calls. So the number is 626-461-5950. And that's, you know, anywhere in the world you can call that number. If you want to call toll-free and we will pick up the tab, then you have to be in North America for that. It's 1-866-289-7068. Sorry, all you guys and gals in Turkey and Afghanistan and China, but you got to call the regular number, and then, you know, we'll talk to you, even in Chinese, you know, whatever. Let's talk about what's on your mind and in your heart and between your legs. Yes, I am a sex therapist. This is a show about sex. I said that already. So, but even though it's a show about sex, we're very political, and I got to say it again. I've been saying it for couple of weeks now. Free Julian Assange, would you already? And Chelsea Manning, okay? Both are still in prison for freedom of speech, you know, freedom of the press. And Assange is in the hospital. I mean, it's he could die in there. I mean, I kind of hope Pamela Anderson can dress up as a nurse and come in. That would be kind of fun, huh? Yeah, I would like that. But I mean, seriously, it's very serious. It's very serious. I don't know what they're doing to him. But they say that the place that he is a little bit like the London Guantanamo. So it's no fun. Although I had fun visiting Max in the prison hospital when he was there. Anyway. Hi, Captain Max. Hello. We're getting ready to go to Philly, my hometown.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello. There you are.
There's my voice.
There's your voice.
Yes,
the voice.
Philly.
Absolutely.
That's where you
were excited.
Born.
Land where liberty was born, and so was I. Yes, indeed. So we're going to talk about that, you know, when I do my rehearsal. But I just want to mention that after last Saturday's amazing show, right? We had an amazing show about a lot of things. But one of the main things was putting the king of creeps, Rush Limpballs, and I got to give credit for the nickname to Michael Eric on Facebook. We put Rush Limpballs in his place for trying to mock me. How dare you, Rush, try to mock me. And at the same time agreeing with me about post-Trump sex disorder and that it's a real thing and that it hurts. And, you know, mocking that it hurts. And also using this, which he and Mark Stein called a small item, no reference to my height, and you know, selling his Limp Balls newsletter. So we talked about that last week. We really put him in his place. And then what happens? Rush takes down the whole show. Can you believe it? I mean, okay, maybe there was another reason, but it seemed very, you know, synchronous that right after we give it to Rush, wham, he takes down the show. He got embarrassed. Or maybe he thought we were going to ask him for money for using my small item of post-Trump sex disorder as a kind of a seduction, an inducement to buy his newsletter. So anyway, he took it down, but, and I did give an excellent rebuttal, as well as spanking the lovely Maya's butt, and so we have it on tape ourselves, actually, which is totally cool. He thinks it's gone. It is not gone, Rush. It is coming back to haunt you. You hear that? Coming back to haunt you. Yes, indeed. And we're gonna post it soon. On my site, because I don't want to... Maybe we'll post it on YouTube, too. Maybe we'll post the whole show. Anyway, yep, my rainbow fell down again. Okay, so bonobos are gay, and that's okay. And we love gay pride. And
Mr.
whoops.
Pillman,
and yeah.
Where have you been?
Okay. So now a great show that we did, a fun show, was Sex in the Pews with Glenn Klein. Shout out to Glenn and co-host Owen Pratt. And thank you, Steve Paris, for being the shotgun. That's like a matchmaker. Got us together. So listen to it. It's all audio, and it's all about sex and God and the gods. And was Jesus really a virgin? I don't think so. And my first time sex at a religious camp, Camp Ramah, shout out. Yep. Great place to have sex for the first time. You're away from your parents. Yes.
I had a question for the host of the web show, if they ever listened to some show. Have you ever had sex in the pews? Is that where the name comes from?
Ooh.
I was
right.
Seriously curious.
Sex yeah. in the pews.
I know it's a play on Sex in the City, but.
In the. Yeah, I mean, I had sex in a religious camp where we did prayers every day, but it wasn't exactly in the temple or the pews or the church. So maybe they did.
What do you think would be the best place? The Bible closet?
I smoked my first joint in the Bible closet.
Buzz.
With a guy named Buzz.
Were you romantic?
All very appropriate. And I had a lot of fun, especially when the rabbi. The Bible closet was more like an attic that was right above this passageway, and I saw the rabbi walk down below, and I held my breath. Buzz! Whoa! I got hit by a rainbow. Okay, so anyway, listen to it. Sex in the Pews. And I'm going to be on again, so maybe we'll find out about whether they had sex in the pews. And get your brand spanking new Speakeasy Journal right here. Spank and Art. And people love it that are getting it. They're getting it all over the country and the world, and it was censored by Amazon, but you can get it on drsusanblock.com. So do it. Get it. And spank it. You know, you can read it. Look at the pictures that I can't show on Facebook because some of them are way too good. but you can also, you know, spank somebody, yourself. Although Masturbation Month is over, it's Gay Pride Month. All right. So the Bonobo Way, woo, is coming to Philadelphia, Philly, my hometown, ASEC, next Sunday, June 16th, and it's going to be at 11 a.m. Eastern Time in the Tubman Room, named after Harriet Tubman, which is, she helped the slaves, she freed some slaves. Or maybe it's like going to have a jacuzzi in it and some guy. Hi, I'm the Tubman. Welcome. I don't know. But looking forward to it. We're going to try to be on Facebook Live if we can. There's a note being passed. Are we okay?
Yes, Christopher is on the line.
Christopher is on the line. Hello, Christopher.
Put him on the line.
Hi, Christopher G. Chris G.
Yes.
In New Jersey. I'm going to be coming out there to do a talk at ASECT on the Bonobos. Yes.
Well, first of all, congratulations on that. And your new digs, may I add? I saw them. They look great.
Good.
Yeah. And first of all, I've been really busy, so I haven't had a chance to see your show, so I'm very sorry about that.
Oh, well, you shouldn't even be talking about that, let alone saying you're sorry.
Well, college has been keeping me up to speed, you know.
Okay. College.
Yeah, and,
right. What year are you in?
I'm now in my summer semester, actually.
All right. So. Well, I mean, are you freshman, sophomore?
Well, I just got started about a year ago. I just got back after 17 years being away from it. So I'm working on a bachelor's degree for journalism. So I'm
gotcha.
On
okay.
Woo!
Okay. We need more independent journalists. We need journalists. You know, journalists are not the enemy of the people.
And exactly.
So it's very important to have our journalism. And free Julian Assange. I know you don't agree with him about a lot of things, but...
By the way, I just started a new series in my newspaper called The Autistic American, and it's getting some serious acclaim right now in my
okay,
paper.
Promo. Autistic American. Good for you. Very good.
Very good.
Not only that, But today was my last recital with the class, that, with the school that I was working with, because I'm moving on to bigger things with college.
Oh.
So it was kind of bittersweet. I just posted the live video on it on my Facebook page, if you get a chance to see it sometime soon.
Okay.
It was very emotional.
A recital. What
yes,
did you recite?
I sing. I
oh, you
sing.
Sang. Yeah. Oh, I got to hear that. Can you it sing was, a bar for us? Can you sing something?
So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what will life be without a song or a dance? What are we? So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me.
All right, Chris G. Let's have a little applause. This is becoming another a musical show again.
All right.
It's been musical before, but usually the musicians are here. But last week we had Smokey Binion Jr. singing Love Me Tender. And now, what is the name of that song, Chris?
That was Thank You for the Music by ABBA, actually.
ABBA!
Thank
you for the music.
I'm doing college now, and I'm also taking care of my mother. She's been really in a fight for her own survival with follicular lymphoma, which is a very unusual cancer. But she's really strong. She's still with me, and I'm so proud of her. She came to my recital with me to give me support today.
Good for her and good for you.
I'm very active in my community. I'm now the community outreach advocate for my city.
All right.
And I'm going to be celebrating Pride as well with you. Happy Pride, by
the way. Happy Pride, Chris G.
And I'm also going to do the No Hate photo shoot in New York City in a few weeks. And we will be having a flag-raising ceremony in Inglewood.
Well, you are a busy guy.
From today.
I'm very excited that you could call the show with in between your singing engagements and your flag waving and taking care of your mom. That is so wonderful and important. We have to take care of people we love, and a lot of people get sick and they need our help. It's very bonobo to take care of loved ones.
Peace and strength and health through pleasure as well. That's what's so important. Health is wealth too.
Yeah.
Let me say this, Dr. Block. You still are in my prayers always, and I always will support you in your commitments to bring in this new age of prosperity and love throughout all the world. And I wish you deep success, and I will do my best to keep you up to speed, and I always do, with many of the pictures I post through my social media. And let me say one more thing.
Let's
make sure 2020 be the year that we bring a new era of bonobo movement towards a change in America.
All right.
Wow. Okay. Yay, Chris. Chris is very eloquent. He's going to run for office someday. He's going to be the first autistic congressman from somewhere, from New Jersey.
I hope so.
Yeah.
With a lot of love and prayer that will be needed. So please keep up the good work and say hello to the gang from me.
The gang is here.
A little late,
you're saying hello.
I appreciate it.
Yes. We love you, Chris. And
love you too,
and
guys.
We love your mom. Take good care of your mom. You know. Don't have sex with her, but give her a hug.
No.
I'm just kidding. You know I'm kidding. I'm a sex therapist. I can't help it. But I give her lots of hugs and massages.
I will, on the back. I hope to find a girlfriend real soon.
Okay.
All right,
okay. Keep it up. Keep up the great work, Chris.
Yep.
Thank you, guys. Hope to hear from you soon.
Okay. Well, you're always in touch. We're always out there. You're always out there. That was Chris G. from New Jersey. And we are going
Jersey.
To Philly.
Don't make fun of Jersey.
Oh, excuse me.
I'm
was I making
Jersey.
Fun?
When you said Jersey.
I said Joy-Z.
Yeah, Jersey. No, don't say
Jersey.
That.
Okay. Well, Philly is an awful accent, except it is the eighth sexiest accent, is what I read when I was looking it up.
Boston
is
Boston
number
right
two. Number one, I think, is Texas.
It is Texas.
And you don't even have a Texas accent, though.
No.
And I don't have a Philly accent. See, we work our way out of these
Boston
accents.
Boston is the second.
A microphone.
Oh, sexiest. Microphone. Yeah.
First sexiest is Texas.
Pop
second
the car
is Boston.
Yad, and
when they go,
then we'll have sex in the car.
They go to the party, park the car.
And then we have sex in the car.
So
that's the
Kennedy
thing.
Was Kennedy from Boston? Because he had that really like thick Massachusetts accent.
So, segueing awkwardly, into my talk that I'm going to give. Actually, I do want to say that we're going to try to be on FB Live, but it depends on a lot of things. And we are. I am also moderating a panel on alternative sexual communities with Susan Wright, Kira Harbison, Dr. Antoinette Patterson, and Deborah Rose on Saturday. But my talk is Sunday, June 16th, 11 a.m. Eastern time, okay? So that's Eastern time, which is, I think, 2 o'clock Western time. So that's the one that we're going to try to get on Facebook Live. And, yeah, so right now I'm going to, like, rehearse. And then we're going to party and sing to Abe again. And so let me get this piece of paper out of the way. There we go. Okay, and so yeah, I'm going to have some notes, you know, because I'm a thinking person, and there's a lot of thought involved here. And maybe I will move this little guy a little bit here. Okay, how are we doing?
Do you put on something more ASAP appropriate?
Am I what?
Don't you put on something more ASAP appropriate?
Can I? Or
no,
can
do I? Like a pantsuit or something?
A pantsuit?
Dr. Susie.
No.
We have a foot fetishist on the phone.
A foot fetishist. Okay.
Yes. He likes
He got me just before my ASECT rehearsal.
His name is John?
John. I hope you like rainbow high heels. Or maybe he likes stocking feet or toes in sandals. And I do have gay pride toenails. So hi, John.
Hi, John.
Hello.
Hello. So what kind of foot fetishist are you?
I love toe sucking.
Toe sucking?
You know, everything. Foot smelling.
Toe sucking, foot smelling. Mainly the foot, not the high heel.
Yeah, pretty much
just
the foot.
Uh-huh. And is it good for you? Do you get to do that with a significant other or many others? Or
I do, yeah.
All right.
My wife is very, responsive to it. I guess my question for you is kind of learning a little bit how it would have developed.
I feel like I should take my stocking off and wiggle my toes for you.
There you go.
Just right now, just for a little bit. Okay, so a little toe wiggle. Mm-hmm. And so, so you do it with your wife. That's great. That's awesome. You know, you really should enjoy something like that. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a fetish, you could say, but it's not something problematic as long as the other person likes it. And it sounds like your wife likes it. I hope you give her a good foot massage before the sucking, because that's important. Do you do that?
Of course.
Good,
all right.
John. All right, John. Do you have any questions for me, or you just wanted to share that?
I guess I wanted to ask you about how these types of things develop, or where it could have came from.
Oh, where it could have come from. Well, okay. So what's your first memory of enjoying somebody's feet? Was it your mom's or your auntie's or the babysitter?
Probably I had a couple older sisters now I'm thinking about it. Maybe, like, they used to almost, like, torture me with them. But I guess maybe that turned into something that was positive.
Your older sisters, they would torture you with their feet?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, almost like. Yeah, almost like
older sisters do that.
Older sisters do that. Why not? Yeah. And was it fun when they did that, or were you unhappy about it, or happy about it?
I guess at first I was unhappy about it, but maybe after a while, maybe that's what kind of caused it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, I think you already know. I mean, you're asking me, but honestly, it sounds to me like
I'm kind of putting it together.
You kind of know where it comes from. And fortunately, you turned it into something positive, not something that made you a scaredy cat of girls, which sometimes when your sisters,
jump on you in any way, hands or feet, it can really kind of mess you up. So you didn't let that happen. You kind of are making the best of it and enjoying that. Do they know that you like feet now?
No, they don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to tell them, although they might watch my show and recognize your voice. But
where are you calling from, John?
Now we'll make it even more specific.
I'm actually in Princeton, New Jersey. So
you're in New Jersey, too.
New Jersey.
You said New Jersey this time.
Yeah, I said that because I'm from New Jersey myself.
Wow.
Montclair.
Okay, well, bonobos like to play with feet. They do. They play with all kinds of parts of the body. And so, you know, I'm going to be giving a talk on bonobos in Philly, which is near New Jersey. And I don't know if you want to go, but it's at the Lowe's Hotel on Sunday, June 16th. So I think I answered your question by having you answer your question, which was...
Yeah, I think once I started talking about it, I guess it made sense.
That's what often happens in the show and in therapy, is once you start talking about it, the therapist doesn't have to do any work. You know, just ask a few questions, and you come up with the answer as to why, you know, you're into this. Because it has to do with your background, your childhood. A lot of fantasies and fetishes do come from our childhood. So, yours did too. And you did very well with it. Mm-hmm. Did you ever masturbate while they were playing with you, or you didn't do that?
Not like when they were, not when they would have seen me.
That's probably good. Yeah. So you did that afterwards or later?
I would say afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Would you say your wife or you are dominant or submissive, or you just kind of are into... foot play in a more hedonistic way?
Yeah, I don't think it's a dominant thing or anything like that.
Yeah.
More so,
It doesn't have to be. You know, the feet are the most denigrated part of the body, besides the butthole. I mean, we walk on them all day, and it's great to pleasure the feet, to honor the feet. It's a beautiful thing. Every society kind of denigrates the feet because we're all walking around. But I know there are certain societies that really, really feel the feet are just bad. And the feet are beautiful. I mean, some feet. Everybody has their preferences. But in any case, I think foot fetishists are beautiful. And as long as you do it consensually, you know, don't be stealing some celebrity's shoes. Okay, some of them do that. Not you. You're not even into shoes. Or don't be, like, sneaking and watching, some people, go swimming with their feet kind of wiggling around. But anyway, do it with your wife. That's a beautiful thing. John, you are a great example of how to deal with a foot fetish. And also a great example of how to figure out where it comes from. So, good luck to you, and call next time with your wife, okay?
All right, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, my pleasure, John.
You take care.
John. Well, look at that. As soon as I want to start my rehearsal, I get all these calls. Okay. Now I'm going to start, and then I'm not going to take your calls. I'm going to make you listen to bonobos. Bonobo talk. And for asex, so it's a lot more conservative than my DomCon talk. So, you will be tested. And by the way, if anybody wants to answer a question that's in here, then you can get laid. Right. If you answer right.
A lot of pressure here.
I know. Lots of pressure. Oh, yeah. All right. So I'm going to be introduced by this very prestigious, important ASECT luminary named Dr. Rosalind DiSchiavo, and I'm going to thank her first.
Okay, I'm going to be her for a second. Hi, guys. Here's Dr. Susan Block.
I hope she says more than that. But okay. Yeah. So then I would say thank you, Dr. Rosalind DiSchiavo. And thank you, my fellow American sex educators, counselors,
and therapists for helping to make the world a happier, healthier, and sexier place. Yes, indeed, it's great to be back at ASEC, the world's most esteemed sex therapy and education conference. And I have been a proud ASEC member since 2005, though I am a little different, and, you know, I'm a therapist without borders. I do have boundaries, though, no borders. And it is also great to be back in Philly, you know, city of brotherly love. Sounds like gay pride.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hoagies. Looks like gay pride. Yeah. Philly's my hometown, where I first learned about love and the pleasures of the body and the mind and the soul, where I first learned all of that in the backseat of a car. Well, you got to start somewhere. Anyway, this year's ASEC conference theme, 51st ASEC conference, is Let the Body Rejoice. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
That was a little weak. Can I get an A-women?
A-women.
Yeah, let the body rejoice. The mind can only do so much rejoicing without the body, even with porn on your phone, right? I've been myself publicly exploring the joys of the body since I started broadcasting in the 1980s. And my husband, Captain Max, husband of 27 years...
Thank you very much.
You got more cheering than I did, but okay.
Wow,
since the 1970s, when he published reader-written sex magazines like Love and Finger. So, letting the body rejoice. Did you want to say something?
No.
Make my talk longer. Go ahead.
No, I did not.
Well, anyway, making the body rejoice, or letting the body rejoice, is a very special theme for us. And it does remind me of a very special friend named Lana. A voluptuous brunette with big brown eyes that sparkle as she flirts. And Lana loves to flirt. She has several boyfriends and several gal pals that she enjoys as well. Lana loves to party, although she can be fierce when crossed. But she's quick to forgive. She's a great peacemaker, a great lover, a great mother, and a great leader in her community. In many ways, Lana is a lot like a lot of wonderful women here at ASEC. But Lana is not a woman or even a human being. Lana is, wait for it. Okay, don't wait too long. I got to do this myself. Lana is a bonobo. Meet the bonobos. And now we play the tape. Yeah. Not going to have Abe there. I have to do this. So the bonobos. The make love not war chimpanzees who swing through the trees and with each other. If you don't know a bonobo from a banana, please allow me to introduce you to the long lost kissing cousins that you never knew you had. Yes, indeed. If you're already a fellow bonobo lover, welcome. Who took my 2016 seminar or saw bonobos before? Okay, well, you get laid.
Oh my God.
Yes, you got laid, right. And Max, you were also there, but that's okay. I can't lay everybody at once. Anyway, if you were there, you'll get laid in the hotel room, right? If you were there, or if you've seen bonobos, then you know what I'm so excited about. I don't know if I'll do that at ASEC. Love those bananas, except, yeah, I have to take down all the peel. It's like a foreskin. Anyway, and maybe if you've been there before or you've seen bonobos before, you will join me in answering
this question I've been asking for the 25 years since I first saw Bonobos, which is, what do these apes know that we don't know? Of course, we know a lot that they don't know, like how to build a house or a fine hotel like the Lowe's or a bomb. Yep, we know how to make a bomb. But what do bonobos know about sex, about love, about being humane, even though they're not human, about life that we maybe ought to know? Well, before we answer that, here are five things we know about bonobos. Going to run through these fast at first, okay? Bonobos are very close to us. That's number one. Genetically, they share almost 99% of our DNA. Now, some of you scientists and doctors, you understand, but even if you're more spiritual than scientific, well, you can see it in their eyes right there. Yep. That was actually very synchronous, but it's not synced to my talk, this film. It's just here to give you a sense of life in Bonoboville, which is really very similar to life in Philly, just with more hair and less hairspray. Okay. So that's number one. This ain't no monkey business. These are great apes. We are great apes. Anybody know the difference between apes and monkeys? Apes and monkeys.
Monkeys have tails?
Apes and monkeys.
Monkeys have tails? Monkeys.
No tails. You already got laid. How many times can you get laid?
Oh.
All right. Going to get laid again.
Oh, my God.
Look at you. You're so gay prided up. All right. So, yes, monkeys have tails. That's one difference. They have smaller brains in general. Some of them look a lot like humans. But bonobos are closer to us. Very, very close. So, number two, bonobos have a lot of sex.
Mm-hmm.
With a capital X. Quantity and quality. And most bonobo sex, almost all, is consensual. Yes, indeed. Talk about letting the body rejoice. Bonobos do. So I'm going to talk more about that later. Much more sex. Okay, number three. Females rule. Bonoboville. It's supposed to be a scepter now. Anyway, females rule Bonoboville. Can I get an A, women?
Hey.
Bonobos have created a great matriarchal culture in which the females gently but firmly rule the roost, keeping the males gentle and firm. Yes, indeed. So, number four, the males benefit. They're happier. Bonobo guys feel and look younger than their common chimp counterparts, who are very stressed out, start out as cute as bonobos, little common chimpanzees, but soon turn into grumpy old apes. While bonobo boys stay very boyish, like they're sipping from a simian fountain of youth. Five, bonobos make peace through pleasure. Bonobos are the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other in the wild or captivity. Most apes and monkeys do kill each other, sometimes, including human apes, especially human apes. But bonobos just don't. It's amazing, and it clearly has something to do with all the sex. Yeah, as well as female empowerment and male well-being. Yes, indeed. Bonobos really have the best makeup sex. Anger management bonobo style. Erotic conflict resolution. Yes, because bonobos do get angry, you know, and even violent, like we do. They just don't kill each other, like we do. And we thought we were the smartest apes. Heh. In many ways, the peaceful, sexually tolerant society that many of us in A-sect aspire to is alive and well in Bonoboville. So what is Bonoboville? Well, there's the wild Bonoboville in the African rainforest in the Congo, And that's where the native habitat of the highly endangered wild bonobos, you see some of that here. And there are bonobovilles in primate centers and zoos, like the San Diego Zoo, where I shared a profound interspecies experience with my friend Lana, that you can also see some excerpts from here. And there are human bonobovilles for bonobo sapiens. Like I call my community, Bonoboville. And there are many types of human bonobovilles, some of which don't even know about bonobos. There are swing clubs. There are BDSM groups. There are women's groups, peace groups, trans groups, sex worker groups, eco-sexual groups, polycules, fashion houses. In a way, ASECT is a human bonoboville, a community where we're relatively free to explore, relatively, right? Gotta follow the rules. Yep, mm-hmm. I'm not even sure if this banana follows the rules. Anyway, at least our subject is sex here at ASECT, and we are free to talk about it, which is what I'm doing. And that brings us back to number two. Bonobos have a lot of sex. In a Bonobo Sutra of positions. Yes, indeed. Some say that one thing that makes us human is that we have sex face to face, not, you know, from behind, doggy style, like the animals. We are animals, and so are bonobos, and they have sex face to face. In fact, they love to do that, often while gazing into each other's eyes, like tantric sex yogis, or they don't do this with their fingers, but they look into each other's eyes and they're very close, or like two people in love, you know, bonobo love, right? Which flows among the genders, right? Bonobos are gay and that's okay. Happy Pride. Bonobos are bisexual, pansexual. Their Latin name is Pan Paniscus. And the list of bonobo activities is longer than the Kama Sutra combined with the Bunny Ranch menu. Rest in peace, Dennis Hoff. But the Bunny Ranch is still going. Anyway, they have all kinds of stuff. They love oral sex. Cunnilingus, fellatio, body licking, ear tonguing, foot play, you know, foot sucking, toe sucking. John would be very comfortable, you know, in a bonoboville. A lot of foot sucking. And lots of long, deep, soulful French kissing. Mm-hmm. Masturbation on the one hand, so to speak, and group sex on the other. And massage, more outer course than intercourse. Grooming, genital play with toys. Sometimes you'll see them playing with branches. Sometimes you'll see them playing with a rubber ball at the zoo. And yeah, they're getting off on it just like we do on our vibrators. Uh-huh. So, yes. They have foot play, food play, genital play, breast play, nipple play, anal play. Bonobos love to play. And, you know, humans love to play, too. But in Humanville, play gets a bad rap. It really does. It's too bad, but it does. Because, you know, these puritanical people, you know, work, work, work. Play is besides the point. Frivolous. For bonobos, play is the point. It's not frivolous at all. Primatologist Dr. Isabella Benck shows bonobos playing a trust game. We like that at ASECT, trust game, yeah. And a female, a little different than what we do at ASECT, but a female holds the male bonobos, maybe I could use the banana here, his testicles. Okay, this banana has no testicles, but just imagine. And she kind of holds him like a femdom, yeah? Clutching her happy but helpless subbies, package as both move around in a circle, right? As Dr. Benke says, this bonobo female has her man by the balls. Yes, indeed. And there is a transformational healing point to this trust game. The male needs to trust because she could rip him off. And the female
needs to trust because, well, he could beat her up. But she doesn't rip him off. He doesn't beat her up. And then they have sex. It's amazing. Bonobos mix trust with lust. And, you know, often among humans, trust precedes lust. Opposite. Often among humans, lust precedes trust. You lust for someone that you don't know, and you don't trust because you don't know them. And then, very often, trust kills lust. As you get to know them and trust them, you start to go, yeah, same old, same old. You know, but bonobos very fluidly mix lust with trust, unlike their distrustful common chimp counterparts. Not only do bonobos love to play with their friends, they like it even more with strangers. Yes, indeed. And the females often make the first move, which is a good idea in any ape culture, for the females to make the first move. That'll solve a lot of problems. And by the way, it's not just the young and fertile. MILFs rule Bonoboville. Can I get an A women? For us MILFs, right? This is in stark contrast to the winner trumps all chimpanzee culture, or you could say trumpanzee culture, the bully culture of common chimps. And too many humans. Suck that banana, trumpanzee. And that's an insult to chimpanzees, who are really kind of nice compared to Trump. But, you know, bully culture means that the bigger, stronger alpha males get the best food and have the most sex, often by force, as they intimidate, batter, and rape the females. But on the other side of the simian tracks or the Congo River, the bonobo guys are sweet as mangoes, even though they are bigger and stronger and they have fangs, you know, which the females lack. So you might ask, if you're listening carefully, what's going on here? What about the law of the jungle? Why do these big boys let the girls run the show? Well, for starters, scene number two. What do you think? Anybody know? Remember number two? They have a lot of sex. Oh, did you know? You already got two.
Okay,
but
no,
they have a lot of sex. Right, that's one big thing. And bonobo males get laid a lot by sexually assertive females as well as each other. And one popular male-male activity is penis fencing, right? Another one is rump rubbing. And apparently all that hot sex with males, with females, cools them out. So rape is rare and murder is non-existent in the wild Bonoboville or the zoo Bonoboville. Does that sound good? Yeah? Can we have what they're having? Well, I don't know, but I think so. And I hope bonobos can teach us how not to kill before we teach them how to kill. Because it could go either way, seriously.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, bonobos are very smart, and if somebody puts a gun in their hand, teaches them how to shoot it, maybe they will shoot it. You know, they'll feel bad afterwards, but a lot of people feel bad afterwards. After all, we great apes are very, very close genetically. And the main difference, many of our differences, are cultural. So, moving right along, what is the cultural secret to bonobo female empowerment?
Female solidarity.
Yay! You get a banana. No, I shouldn't give you a banana.
I just won't get laid again. You can get someone else in my honor.
Give you another. I'll find it. We can get another one of those.
Someone lay yourself in my honor.
Oh, I know. You get a mask.
Oh.
You can hold it or wear it. And, yeah, female solidarity. Female bonobos cultivate strong gal-pal relationships. And it's a numbers game. A single female might be overpowered by a single male, but two females can often prevail over one male, and three, it's ladies' night. Bonobo girls like to hang out together, and the guys like to hang around the girls because the girls know how to have fun, and there's a lot of sex going on, and if they're good, they'll get some, and if they're bad, well, if a bonobo male is arrogant or ignorant enough to attack a female or her baby, well, her girlfriends will jump on him. That's right. A stark contrast to common chimpville, where if a female is attacked by males, the other ladies just look the other way, not lifting one hairy little finger to help. You know, that's common chimpville. But if you're a bonobo female, your gal pals have your back. Mm-hmm. It's really Me Too plus. Oh, I shouldn't make that sign. Me Too plus. Yeah. And it seems like sisterhood, but they're not actually sisters. Bonobo girls migrate at puberty. They move away from their moms and in with strangers who become friends, powerful friends. And what makes bonobo female friendships so powerful? Huh? Anybody know? Max. Sex, right. Hoka hoka. Yes, indeed. And it's slightly more complex than that, but yeah, sex. Bonobo gals empower each other by doing what primatologists call GG rubbing or genito-genital rubbing, but hoka hoka is the Bogandu name, which we like better, like a bonobo tango, but instead of slow cheek-to-cheek, it's very fast, vulva-to-vulva action, and they're rubbing against each other. You see that in this video, sometimes climaxing so intensely that they fall out of their trees. Good thing they know how to land. Or you could call it a crotch-to-crotch twerking duet. Yes. Bonobos, twerk for peace. Woo! And Hoka Hoka lubricates life in Bonoboville. Socially as well as physically, it can be a warm-up for male-female sex, too. Another reason bonobo gals are so sexually assertive, they're constantly diddling each other. But these hot bi girls of the great ape world are not just gay for pay, oh no. Among bonobos, girl-girl sex is just as passionate as boy-girl, shaping politics along with orgasms. Sex is part of the ecology of life in Bonoboville, like an old-style love-in, especially around lunchtime, right? Oh, yeah. And bonobos love to mix food and sex, eating while eating, which could give us humans indigestion. One of many reasons not to full-on imitate bonobos. So before you sue me for acute gastritis or because your client fell out of a tree or got busted for engaging in some sort of illegal bonobo sex, let me make clear that releasing your inner bonobo doesn't mean you live just like a bonobo. You take bonobos as an inspiration, not as a blueprint imitation. So that's the bonobo way. Don't get carried away. Then again, smearing some delicious thing on your lover's body, if you're a foot fetishist, maybe on their feet, you know, it can be really yummy for you and orgasmic for your partner. So go for it, you know? And food is not just food in Bonoboville, nor in Humanville. Food is love. And food is currency. Food is money in Bonoboville because they don't have, you know, credit cards. So, but food is money, and there is no Sesta Fosta in Bonoboville. No. Food, money, is often exchanged for sex, as is true of many animals. But since the gals usually get first dibs, they can spend extra edibles on sexual favors, essentially paying for the kind of sex they want with the sex workers or partners of their choice. Like, how about a mango for a muff dive, you big ape? Or how about my coconut for your banana? Mm. So, if you think no self-respecting female would ever pay for sex, think again. Bonobo gals, pick up the check because they've got the cash or coconuts. Another reason the Bonobo Way is a sex-positive, sex-worker-positive, female-empowered, male-loving, that's the plus of the Me Too plus, male-loving, healing, transformational grade A paradigm for humanity, inspired by role models who aren't even human, but are very humane. It's the overthrow of the killer ape, because the killer ape is killing us. For decades, from university anthropology professors to the Planet of the Apes to the Pentagon, experts and sexperts and filmmakers and arms dealers have used this old, hackneyed killer ape paradigm to explain and excuse bad human behavior, from murder and war to jealousy and lousy sex, and to support the military-industrial complex, the prison-industrial complex, abusive police, restrictive religion, schoolyard bullying, anti-sex legislation, the abuse of sex workers, and all kinds of horror. The killer ape is based on common chimps who do kill, but darkly suggests that all great apes are like natural-born killers, and that bowing to brute male force is more natural than surrendering to feminine sexual power. Or is it? What about the bonobo? The last ape. Yes? People have known about chimpanzees since 1738. But bonobos were not discovered until 1930, and then they were barely mentioned in the hallowed halls of academia, not even at my own alma mater, which unknowingly housed a bonobo, Robert Yerkes, Prince Chim at Yale, because bonobos are just so damn sexual, and they look like us, probably resembling some heads of those college anthropology departments, which is embarrassing when you're up for tenure. So only recently have bonobos come out of the academic closet, but now there's a growing Bonobo Way movement around the world, in schools, in conservation, in art and fashion, in journalism and community and music. But there are backlashes. Puritans, like poachers, shoot to kill your inner bonobo, especially during election season. But you can't build a wall to keep out change, brothers and sisters. And one reason I am part of this movement is that bonobos are not angels. They are animals like us. And like us, they can be violent. They're hunter-gatherers, so they do hunt and eat meat, and they fight. But they use sex and other types of pleasure, sharing, to diffuse violent tension before it descends into Trumpanzee bullying and murder. You know, bullies don't want to diffuse tension. They don't. They want to create it, because bullies need enemies. And the Bonobo Way destroys your enemies by turning them into friends. Bonobos show us that peace is not just some hippy-dippy pipe dream, but a long-denied aspect of our primal nature, our hunter-gatherer roots, as fierce egalitarians described in Dr. Chris Ryan's Sex at Dawn. Shout out to Chris. This is a part of our primate heritage that bonobos never lost. Can we rediscover this part of ourselves? Can we stop channeling our sexual frustration into murderous aggression and debilitating depression? Can we challenge ourselves to become better lovers, better sharers, better givers before it's too late? I don't know. But I say yes,
Because the bonobo way starts with me. Or in your case, you. Because, you know, the revolution starts with you. Yeah. Even if you can't change the whole world, at least not all at once, you can change your world. That is yourself. You can do that. And sometimes that takes a little bonobo moment that I'm going to take right now. And if you like, you can take it with me, taking a deep breath in and out, squeezing and releasing your PC muscles. I can do this at ASEC because no one can see me do it. Squeeze and release, and squeeze and release. It feels good. It does. Can you feel it? Huh? Can you feel your inner bonobo moving inside of you? Can you? Or can you feel anything? I mean, maybe not. Maybe your inner bonobo is trapped in a mental cage. You know? Surrounded by the cold steel bars of repression. Would you like to release your inner bonobo? At least occasionally. Or more to the point of the ASECT conference, would you like to help your clients and students to go bonobos in a safe, consensual, sane manner that won't get them arrested, okay? And thrown into another cage. And we'll give them a new lease or a release on life. A deep connection to our great ape heritage and all of nature. Now, when I say go bonobos, I don't necessarily mean go crazy in an orgy, although that does sound hot. I mean, going bonobos can sometimes mean just holding each other close, accepting your sexual self, learning anger management, exploring non-monogamy, conflict resolution, making peace through pleasure in relationships and beyond. I call it bonobo liberation therapy, or BLT, far more delicious than the sandwich and a lot less fattening. Anyway, how does it work? Well, I'm not a fan of one-size-fits-all lingerie or therapy, actually. So BLT can mean different things to different people in different cultures at different stages and ages. And that's the nature of transformational healing pleasure. It casts a wide net with one common thread, awareness of your erotic evolutionary connection with bonobos and all of nature. Anyway, sometimes, you know, this combines some of your noblest aspirations with your kinky desires. And consensually sharing your bonobo pleasure, power, and knowledge with others. Maybe just one significant other, maybe a few, maybe the world. At our Bonoboville, the Dr. Susan Block Institute, we've helped thousands of individuals, couples, and groups go bonobos in many different ways. I'll give you an example. A middle-aged couple, both Muslim, married 12 years, and calling me because he said she was a cold fish in bed. And she said he was an insensitive lout in bed. And actually it started with the husband, we'll call him Ahmad, complaining that his wife, we'll call her Raya, just lay there. And why wouldn't she get wild like they did when they first got married, he asked. Or maybe talk dirty or stimulate his pee spot. He'd read about that or seen a video. And or maybe at least get on top. And my first intervention, as we call that, was to get her a vibrator. That got her moving for a while. Then she went back to her default position of just laying there with a vibrator, which is okay. But he wanted some action. And so I talked to her, okay? And Raya gave me the news from her point of view, complaining about their six kids plus Ahmad's mother living in the house. Okay. And how insensitive Ahmad was to her needs, her backaches,
her being overwhelmed by his very bossy mother. And plus all his wild fantasies. Was he a sex addict? She wanted to know. Oh, my God, call Dr. Drew. No, don't call Dr. Drew or Dr. Phil. Come into my office, is what I said, and have some BLT, hold the mayo. And I showed them this film, basically a film like this, of bonobos, pointing out how sensitive the males are and how sassy the females are. And this is exactly what they wanted from each other. It got them giggling, and that night they went bonobos in bed, or so they said. When they came back to Bonoboville for erotic theater therapy. And yes, we do that too. Most therapy we do is strictly private between therapist and client, but bonobos, like human, are social creatures, and we also offer a group experience, a cross between Moreno's psychodrama, the Dr. Magnus Hirschfeld Institute, and Kinky Commedia dell'arte femdom porno burlesque. So some of the guests participate, and some just watch, like Ahmed and Raya. And they were so camera shy, they wore masks, right? You know, because that can sometimes actually help free your inner bonobo. And, well, talk about an intervention. This was a sexual revelation. Ahmed and Raya got so turned on, they stayed overnight in our Bonoboville motel. And mother-in-law may be quite a pain, but she makes a great last-minute babysitter, okay? And they really went bonobos in bed, so they said. And so I saw, because they showed me their cell phone video, even though they were camera shy. Or maybe because they were camera shy. You know, to paraphrase Georges Bataille, a little transgression goes a long way in erotic play, like spicing your hoagie. Although too much spoils the bologna. Anyway, erotic theater therapy released their inner bonobos, and now, Raya is so sexually assertive, she's wearing strap-ons. Ahmed loves this. And Ahmed is so sensitive, he's rubbing her back and her feet and her arms and everything while she complains about his mother. So they're having a great time, and they have a new hobby, filming each other making love. Will Ahmed and Raya manage to keep their sex tapes safely hidden from Ahmed's mother and the six kids? Stay tuned. Anyway, that's what makes it exciting, you know? If it was all kind of okay, it's not as exciting. So that's a fine line right there. And that's just one way one couple released their inner bonobo. Everybody's different, but the bonobo way has a handy-dandy 12-step program. This is the anti-12-step program that deprograms you from all the other programs. And starting with step one, see the bonobos, which is what you're doing here. I don't have time to get into all the steps, except step 12. Save the bonobos. Save the world. The most urgent question for all of us, sex therapists and everybody, is ecological. And yes, there are a lot of creatures to save, including ourselves. But these highly endangered great apes who don't kill each other are being killed as bushmeat by human hunters. It's genocide, and it's cannibalism. Bonobos are so close to us and so rare, and their extinction is preventable. Unlike global warming that very few people understand, it's also kind of simple. It's just humans killing bonobos. And we can stop them. And we are stopping them to some degree, thanks to groups like Lola Ya Bonobo, which rescues orphan bonobos whose mothers are killed by poachers. And you see a lot of footage from there. Oh, this is the zoo.
And the Bonobo Conservation Initiative, building a Bonobo Peace Forest, and the Bonobo Project, which made my I Bonobo You bracelet, promoting bonobo awareness, all of which we support and which you support when you get the Bonobo Way. Because, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, if we lose the bonobos, we lose a key to understanding ourselves that we can never find again. But if we save them from extinction, they will reciprocate. They are the masters of reciprocity. And they will teach us what they know that we don't know yet. So, I want to thank you for joining me in this very special ASECT presentation of the Bonobo Way. Hey, hey, hey. It's been a great hour, sort of 45 minutes, because I'm going to have questions in the intro and stuff. But, hey, it's been a great hour for me, anyway. So hopefully for you, too. Much Bonobo gratitude to ASECT for having me here. And thank you, Philly, for giving birth to me. And thank you all for being a fantastic audience. Now, go forth and go bonobos. Spread the word.
All right.
I have a question.
Oh, okay. You can ask the question.
About how many bonobos are there worldwide?
Well, the only place that bonobos are native is in the Congo. And that's where most of them are. And maybe about 5,000. It's hard to count them. And then there's a few hundred in primate centers and zoos all over the world. And we can see them in our own San Diego Zoo. And they're in a few other zoos around America, as well as Europe. The best place to see them, though, is in the Congo. But it's very dangerous to go to the Congo, very difficult. You got to get a lot of malaria shots, and then people might shoot you. But it's very important. That's why we support Lola Ya Bonobo and the Bonobo Conservation Initiative, because they're there with boots on the ground helping save the bonobos.
And one more question. Is there any country on the world that's kind of doing the Bonobo Way, like the country that's the best with...
country?
Yeah, or well,
certainly
or
culture. The Congo, and certainly not the United States. Right. And... it's very sad that because we have these murderous countries, that the countries that are doing the least amount of damage to fellow humans, to the earth, are the ones that are suffering the most. And that's why we all have to change and follow the Bonobo Way. I can't even say that a lot of these hunter-gatherer cultures that still exist, and there are some in places in Africa, in Asia, in the rainforest, in South America, but they've all been influenced by human civilization, and usually in a very bad way. And so I think they've lost touch, even they, with the Bonobo Way. So we all need to get back to it. All right. Any other questions? Okay. Hey, hey. I'm not sure how much time we have.
We're an hour and 16 minutes.
Okay. So it's 16, a good time to celebrate. And
sounds
I think it's
good.
Somebody's birthday,
yeah.
Right? Actually, it's two somebody's birthdays. It's Abraham's birthday. Can I say the whole name, Abe? Abraham Alejandro. Yeah, I love it. And it's also Marilyn Monroe's birthday. Yeah, if you're tuned in live. And so I think we're bringing in some kind of... but as we bring in the cake, we're going to sing the song in Marilyn fashion, just in case you're wondering why we're singing in this whispery voice.
It makes sense.
The cake. Oh, the cake is coming.
Anna, bring in the cake. Where is the birthday boy?
Birthday boy.
He's getting ready for his
was
moment.
Was that on the stool, I guess?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here we go.
Here comes the cake.
Here comes the cake. Look at this. Wow.
Look at this cake.
I think we should just eat it without
cake.
Him. Look at this. This is a beautiful... I think we should turn it around
it's
for the
gorgeous.
Camera. Look at this cute chicky doll here. And, of course, she has booby pasties for Facebook. But she's just gorgeous. And she has strawberries all around her. All right, here he comes. No, he's not. He's the technical director. So he's... trying to get things directed before he comes over here. All right.
Okay.
What's not connected? Oh, your mic.
Let's talk really loud.
Can you talk?
I could talk.
Oh, there you go. I hear you. So, how do you feel? You want to make a speech?
I feel like I'm 27.
27's a good age. Yeah. 7's a lucky number.
I feel young enough that I still feel young, but old enough to know better.
There you go.
That's funny, man.
Don't join the 27
I know,
club.
I'm going to have to cogitate that one after some champagne. But we're happy to have you, and we're going to sing for you, Marilyn style, okay. Before the candles melt the cake.
Okay.
Here we go. And a one, and a two. Come here, Anna. You're wearing my shirt. Yes, you're in.
Max, join in. You have a nice baritone.
No, get on the other side of Abe. Yeah. Okay, so.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Technical Director. Happy birthday to you and many more. And you have to imagine Marilyn in a skin-tight gown, you know, and singing this to Mr. President. Uh-huh. Although it's her birthday, but we mix it up here in Bonoboville. And Abe is also the webmaster of Bonoboville, so if anything's wrong,
yeah, it's his
you
fault.
You can blame him, although not on his birthday, which is now. So look at this gorgeous cake, and somebody should cut it. Do we have a knife? And champagne. And we are going to celebrate. And Trump isn't allowed to have any. No. You cannot have any. You have a banana gagging you. And...
yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
That is.
It is a very special touch.
That was actually put there by one of the cake advisors.
The cake advisors.
We have cake advisors.
Oh, we have an in-house cake advisor?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Does that mean you?
No.
Did you put it there?
I did not do that.
Oh. Wow, it was a great touch. Does she have a name? Like Candy Bot? The smaller?
Oh, her?
This one.
This one? I don't know. Does she have a name? You want to name her?
Can you blow out the candles before her silicone melts?
I don't know what I should name her.
Well, I'll name her Candy Bot the Second.
Okay. Candy Bot the Second.
And so there now you should be blowing out the candles.
Blow out the candles.
Blow out the candles.
And you're filming yourself. Yes. Right. Okay, here, come over here. So he has girls in the background.
Okay.
Blow
oh, yeah, wish.
The
we
candles.
Don't know. You could come
wish,
up with no wish.
Wish. Woo!
Woo! All right.
Woo! Happy birthday, Abe!
Happy birthday!
27 yeah. years on Earth. Okay.
Oh. What are you going to do? Bite? What
bite
are you going
to
bite?
Lick it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you can show this at ASAP.
I'm going to take a lick of
it. Can you show this on Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the question now. Shit.
Question.
Ooh, that's real whipped cream.
That's real whipped cream. That's correct.
Yummy.
We have real whipped cream.
I think I have to have this part.
Napkins. Napkins. There's our fine silverware.
And where's our fine champagne?
Oh, the fine champagne is coming. It's in the freezer.
Oh.
The freezer. Hurry.
Freezer.
Before it becomes a bomba.
So I think we should leave her there and just cut around her. Isn't she beautiful?
Look at her.
That's Marilyn. Oh, you know what? We're going to name her Marilyn because it is Marilyn's birthday as well. So.
We're changing your name?
Marilyn. Somebody take a picture of Marilyn in front of Marilyn. Right?
Okay.
Okay. Where's the birthday boy? I'm moving my sign in case.
That's Spumante. They were out of, it's bubbly wine. They were just out of champagne. They only had the Brut. Brut.
Fine plastic glasses.
It was from the 99 cents store.
Okay, who's popping this cork?
Oh, okay. Now here comes the popping of the cork.
The popping.
Watch out now.
Okay.
Watch out.
Let's not get it the laptop.
Get it away from the laptop.
Away from the laptop. Here, you should be in it.
Allah, my la bomba. Oh.
Here, come be in it. Okay, where's your glass?
Andre.
We must toast.
Andre is not paying us for this.
You're 27-ness. Here. Okay. Oh, well, no. Okay. Cheers. Happy birthday, Abe. Happy 27. Happy birthday, Marilyn.
Thank you. Thank you. Cheers, cheers, cheers. Cheers, cheers, wait, cheers.
Cheers to Max.
Cheers.
Cheers to Anna.
All right, that was a very good shot there. Very good, very good. Excellent.
A good shot.
Good shot.
Andre.
Good,
okay.
Huh? Yeah, it's a...
What is this, the Spumante?
It's a Spumante. It's a bubbly wine.
Mm.
Bubbly vino.
Yeah, look at this beautiful Marilyn when her hair was long. Talk on the microphone. Well, I don't know where it is. Sorry.
Hi.
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 Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday. To you.
To me.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Abraham.
Yeah, well, you know.
Happy birthday to me.
Since the technical director is drinking, I think everyone on the staff could if you want. Everybody,
you can all
come
drink.
For a treat.
Break out the cigars.
What am I drinking? I'm drinking the Spumante, okay.
Spumante's good.
You like the Spumante? Do
you? Yeah, you know, it's better than the other one. Sweeter.
I like the sweet.
Mmm.
I was going to ask you during the show. I don't
know. Oh.
We planted a bunch of trees this afternoon.
Well, we had two fun calls, and then I got to rehearse. I mean...
I'm going to look out the window here.
How long was my rehearsal? It was less than an hour, right?
Yep.
You did a good job getting through it. Did you like my introduction of you at 8?
And thank you, Jeffrey Valance, for your Trump pee pad, just in case he has an accident. And... of course, this was brought to us by Dominatrixes Against Donald Trump. We don't want Trump having an accident on my mom's Eames chair. So he's gagged with a banana, yeah, and sitting on a Jeffrey Valance Trump pee pad, yeah, and celebrating gay pride. Even though he's taken trans rights away, no. Not a good person to celebrate gay pride. But he's trying. Everybody's trying, you know, and we're bonobo, so we appreciate it all. Yeah, even from the Trump pansies.
2 minutes.
Okay, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, join me in Philly if you're there. And if you're not, you can maybe watch it on Facebook. Sunday, June 16th.
It was an editor.
The Bonobo Way.
Okay, you've got
at ASECT. A new great ape paradigm for alternative human sexuality and transformational healing pleasure. Yes, indeed. 11 o'clock Sunday, June 16th. And, yeah, I don't know what we're going to do about this guy. I'd like to get him out of office, but the Democrats are really, talk about foot. They don't have a fetish, but they do have a tendency to shoot themselves in the foot. And that's sad. It's sad that we're going to get this guy again. Maybe. Maybe not. Let's fight. Let's fight for what's right. Let's follow the bonobo way. Let's make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I even love you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question or play out a fantasy or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the make love, not war, great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read the Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life. Hear that buzz? That's the Komodo Bunny.